An Extract of the Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling, read by Grant Brisland, Learning Participation and Programming Manager. An Indian grazing ground is all rocks and scrubs and tussocks and little ravines, among which the herds scatter and disappear. The buffaloes generally keep to the pools and muddy places, where they lie wallowing or basking in the warm mud for hours. Mowgli drove them onto the edge of the plain where the Wanganga came out of the jungle. He dropped from Rama's neck, trotted off to a bamboo clump, and found Grey Brother. "Ah," said Grey Brother, "I have waited here very many days. What is the meaning of this cattle herding work?" "It is an order," said Mowgli. "I am village herder for a while. What news of Shere Khan?" "He has come back to this country and has waited here a long time for thee. Now he has gone off again, for the game is scarce. But he means to kill thee." "Very good," said Mowgli. "So long as he is away, do thou or one of the four brothers sit on that rock so that I can see thee as I come out of the village. When he comes back, wait for me in the ravine by the dak tree in the centre of the plain. We do not need to walk into Shere Khan's mouth." Then Mowgli picked out a shady place and lay down and slept while the buffaloes grazed around him. Herding in India is one of the laziest things to do in the world. The cattle move and crunch and lie down and move on again, and they do not lie low. They only grunt, and the buffaloes very seldom say anything, but get down into the muddy pools, one after another, and work their way into the mud till only their noses and staring china blue eyes show above the surface. The sun makes the rocks dance in the heat, and the herd children hear kites whistling, almost out of sight. They know if they died, or a cow died, the kite would sweep down, and the next kite, miles away, would see him drop and follow. And the next, and almost before they were dead, there would be a score of hungry kites coming out of nowhere. Then they sleep and wake and sleep again, and weave little baskets of dried grass and put grasshoppers into them, or catch two praying mantises and make fight, or string a necklace of red and black jungle nuts, or watch a lizard basking in the rock, or a snake hunting a frog near the wallows. Then they sing long, long songs with odd native quavers at the end of them, and the day seems longer than most people's whole lives. Perhaps they make the mud castle with mud figures of men and horses and buffaloes, and put reeds into the man's hands and pretend they are kings and figures of their armies, or that they are gods to be worshipped. Then evening comes and the children call, and the buffaloes lumber into the sticky mud with noises like gunshots going off one after the other, and they all string across the grey plain back into the twinkling village lights.